Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 25th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here together today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, it's our desire to encourage you on this beautiful Wednesday or whenever you happen to listen to the message. Today's message is titled, The Unseen Eternal. The scripture text is 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18.
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Bird Coleman is a tiny village near Cornwall, Pennsylvania, that is merely a single road with identical stone factory houses built on each side. These homes are about 150 years old, but have been carefully restored and are just beautiful, many decorated with colorful flowers. It seems as you drive by them, they are from an ancient era, really old. But are they older homes or are they newer homes? It depends on your perspective. Actually, they were built when over 90% of the present Christian era, up to today, had already taken place.
One of the great challenges of living for God in the daily grind is keeping a spiritual and eternal perspective. We're bombarded with loud data to the physical senses that so easily drowns out the still small voice in which God often speaks to us. We face this challenge whether life is peaceful and prosperous, or whether life is beset with multiple trials and hardships. The tendency is to fix our eyes on what is seen. Whether life is going well or is very hard, we need to remember this too will pass.
The first part of the verse states, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Fixing our eyes in this manner requires concentration and focus. Physically, our eyes observe the visible, but Paul is referring to our spiritual eyes here, a focus on the unseen eternal future that awaits all believers.
In the latter part of the verse, it says, for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What we experience with our physical senses, such as our physical sight, is temporary. Only God, who created and oversees the entire universe, is stable and unchanging. The Greek word used here for temporary, proskauros, indicates a contrast between the temporal, which is also transitory, and the eternal, which is definitive.
Today, we urge you to focus your heart on the one of whom we sing in the great classic hymn, Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Today we urge you to fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. In the midst of any struggles you're dealing with on this day, view these struggles with a spiritual perspective and see the unseen eternal.
Let's pray. Father, I ask for your spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that I may know you better. I pray that the eyes of my heart may be enlightened, that I may better know the hope to which you have called me, the riches of your glorious inheritance available to me, and your incomparably great power for those of us who believe. May the limited view I physically enjoy while journeying here on earth not overshadow the glorious view or perspective I have of my future eternal home. Many treasures that do not have permanent storage here on earth have an eternal place in heaven. So I want my focus to be heavenward, so that earthbound entrapments don't rob my heart of the rewards that are yet to come. Open the eyes of my heart so that I might behold your beauty. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for preparing that prayer, and thank you, readers, for listening today. We are grateful for the opportunity to share. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of photos up today. One is a photo actually taken by a friend of mine, along with some scripture and a phrase that I put over it. Another is a photo we took this morning of Brooksine walking in the Corn Canyon in our morning walk. We also have a couple of musical selections up that we feel relate to the message, as well as a couple of additional notes that you may or may not find interesting, including a link to a humorous video based upon yesterday's message somebody sent me. Well, have a great day today, and continue to keep your focus on the unseen eternal.